Regulating Surrogacy, Indian, Asian, and Global Contexts. Within the larger milieu of art, surrogacy was sought to be regulated in India since the early 2000s. The Indian Council of Medical Research under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare formulated the National Guidelines for Accreditation, Supervision, and Regulation of Art Clinics in India in 2005. These guidelines, however, were not legally binding and meant to act literally as a guide for the clinics, which were, page 7, expected to voluntarily follow them. Art clinics could not be held accountable for violation or non-adherence to provisions in the guidelines, thus necessitating legislation to bring the operations of art clinics under the ambit of the law. The Council formulated a draft Assisted Reproductive Technology Regulation Bill first in 2008, which was subsequently updated in 2010, 2013, and 2014. In the original version, surrogacy remained open to all individuals regardless of their marital status. However, since the 2010 version, the draft laws have located surrogacy within the ambit of heterosexual marriage. Further, in response to the growing anxiety around the rising transnational surrogacy arrangements in the country and on citizenship issues of children, the Ministry of Home Affairs issued new visa guidelines for foreigners in July 2012. A new medical visa category was introduced for seekers of surrogacy who were instructed also to produce an affirmation from a competent authority in their home country or their embassies that surrogacy was recognized and that the child or children born out of surrogacy would be allowed to go back with the commissioning parents from India. In 2015, however, the government tightened control over transnational surrogacy and stopped the issuance of visas for the purpose of commissioning the surrogacy altogether to foreigners. Note reference 9. The central issue with regard to transnational surrogacy has been the legal and political ambiguities in determining the citizenship of children born out of such arrangements. In India, the two most important cases involving citizenship issues adjudicated by the Supreme Court involved Japanese Manji Yamada v. Union of India and German January Ballas v. Union of India commissioning parents. The German case is still pending at the Supreme Court. A brief overview of the Baby Manji case is presented here to outline the complexities that can arise in transnational surrogacy arrangements, including but not limited to issues of citizenship. Japanese couple Ikufumi and Yuki Yamada traveled to India in late 2007 to hire a surrogate mother to bear a child for them. The surrogacy contract between the Yamadas and Preeta Bentmita, the married Indian woman with children, was agreed upon through a clinic in Gujarat. An embryo from Ikufumi Yamada's sperm and an egg harvested from an anonymous Indian woman, a Nepalese donor in some reports, was then implanted into Mita's womb. In June 2008, the Yamadas divorced, and a month later a baby Manji was born to the surrogate mother. Although Ikufumi wanted to raise the child, his ex-wife did not. Suddenly, baby Manji had three mothers: the intended mother who had contracted for the surrogacy, the egg donor, and the gestational surrogate and a biological father. Yet, legally she had none. Both the parentage and the nationality of baby Manji could not be worked out under existing definitions of family and citizenship in the Indian and Japanese laws. The circumstances soon evolved into a legal and diplomatic crisis. The Japanese civil code recognizes only the woman who gives birth to a baby as the legal mother and the guardian. In this case, the woman who gave birth to baby Manji was Indian, so the baby was not entitled to a Japanese passport. Because Indian laws do not address commercial surrogacy, the genetic parents of babies born via surrogacy are required to adopt them. While Yamada should have been able to adopt baby Manji because he was the genetic father, this did not happen as India's Guardians and Wards Act of 1890 does not allow single men to adopt baby girls. Yamada could not file for an Indian passport for Manji, because although the clinic document mentioned him as the father, there was uncertainty as to who the mother was. Based on this and after much persuasion, the regional passport office issued baby Manji an identity certificate as part of a transit document, paving the way for a travel visa to Japan. It was the first such identity certificate issued by the Indian government to a surrogate child born in India. It also gave baby Manji's paternal grandmother her custody in the absence of the genetic father. The Japanese embassy issued the three-month-old a one-year visa on humanitarian grounds, which facilitated the baby's entry into Japan with her Japanese grandmother. Japanese authorities stated at that time that baby Manji could become a Japanese citizen once a parent-child relationship has been established. Page 8. Either by the man recognizing his paternity, or through his adopting her. However, baby Manji's legal status in Japan after the expiry of her humanitarian visa in October 2009 is not known. Baby Manji's case demonstrates the vulnerability of the child who is rendered a legal orphan at birth, irrespective of the presence of people with whom she has genetic/biological ties. It is interesting how law often fails to keep up with technological advances that necessitate novel regulatory mechanisms. Surrogacy thus foregrounds old conventional questions around social citizenship, while raising new debates of economic participation and legal political citizenship. It transforms the very construct of social citizenship itself and expands it further to accommodate larger debates about transnational transactions and the evolving care economy. Note reference 10. In the Asian context, India and Thailand have been the most prominent centers for transnational surrogacy. The most prominent issue of contention has been the fact that women from marginalized socio-economic contexts in the developing world were acting as commercial surrogates for commissioning parents from developed countries, mediated by an industry. However, there has been a multiplicity of legal approaches towards the phenomenon of surrogacy in general, and transnational surrogacy in particular. The table below presents the legal scenarios regarding surrogacy in Asian countries for which information is available. Legality of surrogacy in Asia. Production note. Table description. This figure shows legal scenarios regarding surrogacy in Asian countries in a table with two columns and four rows. The first column represents different categories of legality and second column represents list of countries. The rows represent four categories: surrogacy not legal, only altruistic surrogacy, legal and lastly no law/regulations. The list of countries represent 21 countries in first category, 4 countries in second category, 6 countries in third category and 5 countries in last category. End of production note. Table. Country. Surrogacy not legal. Afghanistan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Maldives, Nepal, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, Thailand, Turkey, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. Only altruistic surrogacy legal. Hong Kong, India, South Korea, and Vietnam. Surrogacy legal. Armenia, Georgia, Israel, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Ukraine. No law/regulations. Azerbaijan, Japan, Pakistan, Philippines, and Singapore. End of table. Source: a compilation of the sources of information that forms the basis of this classification is given in the appendix. This establishes that the prevalent positions by countries this Ava's commercial surrogacy is not legal in the Asian context, with recent moves by countries considered hubs towards the prohibition non-commercial transnational surrogacy. While India tightened control over visa regulations for foreigners commissioning surrogacy in 2012, the Thai government banned transnational surrogacy in 2015. The controversial case of an Australian couple abandoning one of the twin children born out of surrogacy in Thailand, while taking one of the twins along, led to this. Note reference 11. The child who was abandoned with the surrogate mother was born with Down syndrome, while the other twin was healthy. The stricter visa guidelines for foreigners commissioning the surrogacy in India exclude homosexual, single, and unmarried people. Given this scenario, many Indian clinics opened satellite centers in neighboring Nepal, where Indian women traveled to opt as surrogates for homosexual, single, and unmarried foreigners. This was brought to the fore with the tragic earthquake in Nepal in April 2015. There were reports of Israel organizing airlifts for babies born out of surrogacy to its citizens through Indian surrogates, who, however, were left unattended amidst the destruction caused by the earthquake. Note reference 12. Subsequently, the Supreme Court of Nepal ruled against commercial surrogacy in the country in August 2015. And it was followed by a cabinet decision of the Nepali government to formally ban the practice in September 2015. Note reference 13. In the global context, some efforts have been initiated by the Hague Conference on Private International Law. Note reference 14. In 2010, the growing problem of international surrogacy arrangements was discussed and the complex issues of private international law and child protection arising from the growth in cross-border surrogacy arrangements was acknowledged. The Council suggested that the private international law question relating to international surrogacy arrangements be reviewed and the connections between international surrogacy cases and the 1993 Convention on Intercountry Adoption be discussed. A special commission noted that the number of international surrogacy arrangements was increasing rapidly and expressed concern over the uncertainty surrounding the status of many children born as a result of these arrangements. It was also recommended that the Hague Conference should carry out further study of the legal issues surrounding international surrogacy. Page 9.